Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following recorded message.
This is Anna from the Belt Buckle. Two of the three items that you ordered last week have arrived, but I'm afraid there's a problem. The warehouse sent a green sweater instead of the red one. There's no problem with your pants. The black leather high-heel boots that you ordered should arrive in a couple of days. They're being sent from our Denver warehouse, which is farther away, so the shipping time takes longer. Please either call us or come in to let us know whether or not you want to keep the sweater. I've reordered the color that you wanted anyway, so it's up to you. Thank you.
Number 71. What is the problem with the customer's sweater? Number 72. Why are the boots arriving later than expected? Number 73. What does the speaker request that the listener do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Thank you all for coming this evening. Each employee at this company has contributed to its success, but we are here tonight to thank one person in particular who has helped greatly during the past year. Christine Espinosa opened our overseas sales division in March, and since then, it has brought in more than $3 million of profit for the company. That is why we're giving her the Employee of the Year award. Please join me in welcoming Ms. Espinosa to the stage.
Number 74. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 75. What was mentioned about the overseas sales division? Number 76. What contribution has Christine Espinosa made to the company? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to interrupt today's baseball game, but there's a matter that must be dealt with urgently. We need the owner of the blue sedan, license plate R56T6HW, to move the vehicle immediately. Your car is blocking the service entrance to the stadium, and it is currently impossible for other vehicles to enter or leave the building. We know that the parking signs can be a little confusing, so don't worry, there's no penalty. When you come outside, one of our workers will meet you at your vehicle and direct you to the nearest available free parking space. Once again, everyone, I'm sorry for the interruption.
Number 77. Where is the announcement being made? Number 78. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 79. What does the speaker say?
There's no penalty.
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following advertisement. Have you ever wanted to go somewhere quiet to enjoy a cup of coffee or tea, only to find all of the coffee houses in your area play loud music? Smooth Java, Seattle's newest coffee lounge, plays soft jazz, classical, and new age music, all at a pleasantly low volume. We offer more than 30 beverages, and our pastries are all baked in-house. Besides that, we're initiating a car ordering service from next month. If you call us at least 20 minutes in advance, we'll prepare your order and deliver it right to your car when you arrive. Number 80. What does the speaker mention about Smooth Java? Number 81. According to the speaker, what food can customers order at Smooth Java? Number 82. What will Smooth Java do from next month? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
I've completed my review of Spanda Corporation's operations, and I'd like to start off by going over the main points. The main problem I observed was with the sharing of information. A lot of time is spent reading irrelevant emails or taking part in overly long meetings, and there is also important information which is not shared with everyone. Accordingly, I have two key recommendations. First, I suggest appointing an employee to ensure that information is shared efficiently between departments. Second, I recommend putting some guidelines in place regarding internal emails and meetings within the office.
Number 83. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 84. According to the speaker, what needs to be improved? Number 85. What does the speaker suggest? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following advertisement.
There has never been a better time to purchase your own home. Interest rates are at an all-time low. Houses by the thousands are being built in every state. Mountain Realty wants to help you find the home you've always dreamed of. We have more than 200 properties on our books right now, all waiting for the perfect family to move in. Come in today to look at our catalogs and schedule a visit to your future house. Or you can visit our website and view the houses as if you were there by taking our top quality simulation tour.
Number 86. According to the speaker, why is now a good time to purchase a home? Number 87. What are listeners recommended to do? Number 88. What can listeners do on Mountain Realty's website? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
One last thing. I really appreciate everyone coming in to learn about our new shipping procedures and routes over the weekend. Because you all came into work on a Saturday, we'll be ready to get back to work immediately after moving into our new offices next week in Atlanta. I know our company is expanding quite quickly, and even more new employees will be joining us soon. But don't worry. I visited the new location again recently, and there's a lot of room.
Number 89. Why does the speaker thank the listeners? Number 90. According to the speaker, what is scheduled for next week? Number 91. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"There's a lot of room"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following news report.
This is Todd Wentworth with your Conifer Valley Afternoon News Update. Fast food enthusiasts are already lining up for the grand opening of Gilbert's Burgers this Saturday. The franchise has become increasingly popular, thanks in part to the gigantic serving sizes it has become known for through numerous viral videos. The restaurant will officially open at 11 a.m., accompanied by a speech from the CEO and a wide selection of free samples for the hungry crowd. If you're traveling along Burt Avenue at the time, then expect to find more traffic than usual. Local officials even expect an increase in tourism in Conifer Valley, as there are only three locations in the Midwest.
Number 92. What is the talk mainly about? Number 93. What does the speaker mention about Burt Avenue? Number 94. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"There are only three locations in the Midwest"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and diagram.
Welcome, everyone. On behalf of Greenfields Ice Cream, I'd like to tell you it's a great pleasure to have you here today. As you know, we are hoping that you decide to invest in our firm once you've sampled our products and toured our factory. You'll also watch a presentation about our plan to open retail locations throughout Europe next year. Now, before the tour begins, I'd like to introduce you to one of our new Tropical Medley range of flavours. This particular flavour was very popular with focus group members, achieving an approval rating of 95%. Please take a moment to enjoy it before we move on.
Number 95. Who are the listeners? Number 96. According to the speaker, what does the company intend to do next year? Number 97. Look at the graphic. What type of ice cream does the speaker give to the listeners? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and flyer. Hello, this is Kenneth Stalling calling. I stayed at the Carlton Hotel in December, and I just noticed on my credit card statement that I was overcharged for my stay. According to the flyer I received that describes the special offer for that month, I should only have been charged for 4 nights. However, it seems as though I've been charged for every night that I stayed. Please get back to me at your earliest possible convenience to discuss this matter. I look forward to receiving your call. Thanks. Number 98. Why is the speaker calling? Number 99. Look at the graphic. For how many days did the speaker probably stay at the hotel? Number 100. What is the listener asked to do?